after having your routine, clicking out on Rachel Dole. This is a repeat. Please discard previous dictation. RITCHEL, last name DOYLE. Birthday 1272, dictation 9625. Maybe I haven't dictated already. Things are a little confused. Husband and wife and most of the papers, but if I have dictated already, please discard that dictation and use this one instead. Patient for follow-up MVA, still having some pain in the base of the neck, left greater than right side, rated at 7 over 10. States have been helped with getting better with physical therapy. Quote, a little better. Taking Advil, 400 milligrams, 1.5 tablet as needed. Other medications. Discomfort. And arms better. Described before. Physical Zen. Excuse me. Review of symptoms, non-contributory. Past clinical history and dental. Such a sound history, non-contributory. Physical Zen. General appearance. No acute distress. Head, eyes, ears, nose, and throat. Within 1 minute. Neck. One plus tenderness noted to... Excuse me, 2 plus tenderness notice from C5 to T2 with paraspinal tenderness left greater than right, full range of motion, non-scale shift percussion, how does unit rhythm, symmetric gallop, abdomen soft again, major tenderness, back. Within normal limits, skin extremities neurological within normal limits except for minimal discomfort left shoulder, cited prior injury, full range of motion of extremities. Results of MRIs were discussed with patient, including posterior central disc herniation, C5-C6, 2.5 millimeter, with a patient with fecal sac with moderate central stenosis, moderate bilateral neural foramen compromise, C6-7, broad-based 2 millimeter disc, with moderate central canal stenosis, with bilateral neural foramen compromise, C4-5, there is posterior central disc herniation, measuring 2 millimeters. With mild central canal stenosis, there is also a 1.5 meter central disc protrusion at C3-C4. MR obtained. Lower back also shows broad-based right to left posterior cingulate disc herniation and L4-L5, measuring 2.5 millimeters, with associated tear, facial central cecal sac, moderate central canal stenosis, L5-L7, moderate 2 centimeter posterior central disc herniation, L3-4 is 2 millimeter. Left posterolateral disc protrusion, mild central canal stenosis. Patient also had MRI for left shoulder, showing partial thickness, interstitial tear, fibrous distal supraspinatus tendon with measures 8 millimeter and AP diameter. The tear comprising approximately 25% of the tendon thickness with associated subdeltoid bursa inflammation. Also grade 1 strain tendonitis of the supraspinatus tendon. Impression follows MBA with neck, back, and the shoulder injury with abnormalities as described on MRIs. Patient to continue to take Tylenol, 1.5 tablet, 400 milligrams, 1.5 tablet is needed. To continue physical therapy 2 times a week because of marked abnormalities on MRIs and neck, back, and left shoulder. We'll refer to neurologists for evaluation of neck and back MRIs, so may need orthopedic consultation regarding that shoulder. Follow up in 1 month. Let's continue physical therapy. Thank you, Dr. Halberdier.